It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast Anniversary Show. Whether you are just joining us for the first time and this is your first show ever, or you've been listening to us for all these years, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you're having a great time listening to all the different songs that we've picked out especially for you. And the two that I've picked out to share with you today, of course there's so many that I would like to be sharing right now, but the two for today's show are Eisbarentanz by Wohlgemuth from Schauspielhüden 2, or 2, Schauspielhüden 2, and also the song How Can I Keep From Singing by Lady Prudence from the album All's Fair. Thanks again for listening. We're glad you're here.
My life goes on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I hear the sweet, though far off hymn, that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ring. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? What though the tempest round me roars, the music still it liveth. What though the shadow round me glows, songs in the night it giveth. Shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging.
Fugly here. While I do like a good chuckle, let me set the kidding aside for a moment. I've been asked to tell you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a sponsor of the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. Like many Renaissance fairs, the Louisiana Renaissance Festival not only brings these ideals to life, it brings them to you, their patrons. It's a living, interactive theater that encourages you to play along by simultaneously being a classroom and an entertainment medium. These are the very goals on which the status of sponsor rests. Plus, as an added bonus, they offer all sorts of unique shopping opportunities right before the Yuletide holidays. You can show your support in many ways. One, of course, is to visit the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. If you live far away, make a pilgrimage. If you're local, even better. If you like the music and the goals I have described here, you will be amazed. It's an incredible experience. The arts of the past and present will only survive into the future if we actively carry them there by supporting them in the here and now. So from those of us out here in the lanes, thank you for your continued patronage and support.
Let's do versions.
One or two. Yeah. Yeah.
Not here.
At Dragon
Con.
And dragons. Oh, dragons. The dragons.
Yes, dragons.
I love dragons. Save the dragons!
And just leave the virgins to their fate.
That
Ah, gallantry's not dead.
That implies you were, you know, just wrap it.
Yeah, one of those two things is a fantasy these days.
We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's fought with our king, and they've worked a deal. No corn will he vote, and no crops will he steal. Now there is but one catch, we dislike it a bunch. Twice a year he invites him a virgin to lunch. Their vote of choice, so the deal will respect. We can't help but wonder and pause to reflect.
Say it.
Patient. See, this is what happens when you get lost.
Right.
Go left. And virgins.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We're doing a song about dragons and virgins, and you're just thinking about the dragons?
Save the dragons!
Wow, you are married. Do virgins they put it in clothes? Or not? Are they salty or sweet or more juicy or what? Do you say that silly but not on the spot? Do virgins they better than those? Or not? I know. I'd like to be genuine, many have tried, but no one can get three or six skelly high. We hope to the next and recognize you goodbye. So get good rounds, you're too bad to fly.
He forgets lyrics too.
No, I get distracted. I got some good taste in your women for sure. They always are pretty, they always are pure. But the notion of dining, it makes us all clench. Your favorite entree is barbecue bench.
Mine too.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Do they sell to your sweet or more juicy or what? You say to them, still to go for none on the spot. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Now he's promised to the church, and it works out so neat. You insist on nothing but virgins to eat. No more will our number ever grow small. We'll simply make sure there's no virgins at all.
Certainly not in this room.
Oh, by the end of con. Do you want to taste better than those who are not? Do they salty or sweet or more juicy or what? Do you say that the soul is down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
Remember, Andrew, many years ago, we were playing in the Philpott downstairs, Do you remember that?
This can't be good, yes.
We had so many people in the room that we were like, well, let's go in the hallway. And as I recall, I was dressed as Leia. In front of Jabba the Hutt.
No, no, you weren't dressed as Leia. You just did your best Leia impression by lounging in front of the paper mache Jabba the Hutt. It was most disturbing.
Yes!
Thanks, I'm not correct.
Where are we in the song? Is it my turn? Okay, good. Well, I came to this village to better me help with service, so better to smile me while the guest was to go with me. Stupid question, stop to me!
What is your name? What is your quest? What is the capital of Assyria?
I don't know that.
Ah! It's yeah, Nineveh.
Yes, friends and friends and friends. My friends and friends. My friends and friends. He was all the vegetarian way, and I might not appear for the first thing she's so shame on me. And wonder can blink things like candy to me.
Thumbs in your mouth, not in your hands. It's true.
As it happens, our answers are almost the same. Simply quite skillful at managing games, but ancient man, what your answers are mine. Of course, not the rest of just take their time. Yes, pardon me, what I'm doing is done there, and an orphan's a sad sight, so when I munch, I'm careful to eat only virgins for lunch.
I'd love to eat
that. Second breakfast? Yes! Brings it better than that. I'm a secret snack to tell the fuck. But you care, but you don't like it.
This is the Celt Father, Mark Gunn, coming to you from Scotland, the Isle of Skye, and you just heard the Brobdingnagian Bards with Do Virgins Taste Better medley. It's gorgeous out here. Sun's coming up. And there's like mountains. Wow. Look at those. That's so cool. And I think we're in a place called the Quarang. I'm not entirely sure if that's pronounced right, but it's gorgeous. If you ever get a chance to go to the Isle of Skye, it is mind-blowing. I'm just saying, you gotta go. Next up is a song from a single I just released called Mingley Cat Song. Slantcha.
See the glass cats. Watch its splash, cats. See the liquid roll off of the table. See your human in their socks, cats, as they step in the puddle you made. Little girl holds a full sippy cup. Only drinks half of the juice up. She leaves for school, then the bottle ends with a splash. Your paws get sticky on the floor. See the glass cats, watch it splash, cats. See the liquid roll up of the table. See your human in their socks, cats, as they step in the puddle you made. Watching TV distracted, or they leave to use the bathroom. squat the milk down and lick it up. See the glass cats, watch it splash. Cats see the liquid roll off of the table. See your human in their socks, cats. Glass of water at bedtime, set it down not far from the pillow. Tongue can't reach it at 2 in the morning, so knock it down then you're satiated. See the glass cast, watch it fly. The liquid roll off of the table. See your human in their socks, cats, as they step in the puddle you made. What care we if they're done drinking? What we care about is physics and motion. Tap the glass, cats, watch it jiggle. If it doesn't tip over, then knock it again. See the glass, cats, watch it splash. Cats, see the liquid roll up of the table. See your human.
Mark Gunn of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, Captain Nicholas London of the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and artist and adventurer Matt Letter have teamed up to create a new kind of podcast. This is the story of the crew of the Quasar. Listen in as Gus Mainsails, Jenny Malone, Mark Gunn, and a group of geeks bring you their take on adventure. All fandoms, all worlds, any time and any dimension is within their grasp. Come and take a trip on our airship at quasarship.com. That's QUASORSHIP.com.
Then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush me, buckle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get ye ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon, oh, the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering's to be. In the old spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. One more word for signal token, whistle up the marching tune. With your pikes upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon. With your pikes upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon. Out to many a mud wall cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was throbbing for the coming morning light. Murmurs ran along the valley like the banshee's lonely crew. In a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising end of the bow, and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. There beside that singing river, that dark mass of men was seen. Far above their shining weapons hung their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, forward strike the marching two. And hurrah, me boys, for freedom, tis the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon, oh, the rising of the moon. And hurrah, me boys, for freedom, tis the rising of the moon.
Hello, everyone. This is Tony, and that first song you heard was Rising of the Moon by Terry Griffiths from Songs from the Pub. And I just want to congratulate the Renaissance Festival podcast on yet another anniversary. I also hear that Pickles really love to celebrate. In fact, they relish in it every year. So the next song that I chose for this anniversary show is Years May Come and Years May Go by Jesse Linder from Years May Come.
This will be fun. Let's take a look behind. See what we can find. Gone for everyone has behind. Can't happen once again. And what's that now to me? History. Here we go. Years may come, years may go. We shed some tears and then love again.
Years may come,
many years are still ahead.
Years may go,
many years have passed.
Dawn will come,
and on yesterday,
sun will soar.
Will the memories last?
Thank you.
Some go fast.
They belong to yesterday.
Some go slow.
Still the memories last.
won't stop the laughter.
Some are bad.
Won't stop the tears.
For each one,
thank the Lord that we have been
together
through the years.
So your favorite Ren Faire's come and gone. No time to feel blue until it comes around again. This is what you do. Go ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the Minion Leprechauns at RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com.
Blow lies, oh blow, blow lies, oh blow. Blow lies, oh blow, lies, oh blow, lies, oh blow. Blow lies, oh blow, blow lies, oh blow. Blow lies, oh blow, blow lies, oh blow, lies, oh blow. Blow lies, oh
tell you about my Liza. That's a tough-looking woman. That Liza, she's blowing forever. Blow lies, oh blow.
This is the winter. Every spring and summer, we need another jolly boy to lead this cable over. Blow lies, oh blow.
Know what I'm trying to? Love you, Liza. Tell you true. I've got the woman I'm gonna love. Blow lies, oh blow.
Blow lies, a blow.
Call you Liza. Three players, three mates. One jolly man come back alive.
Blow lies, a blow. This is the winter. Every spring and summer, we need another jolly boy to lead this cable over. Blow lies, a blow.
Sometimes people on the land just trouble in mind. Windy was mad and called his grip. Blow lies, a blow.
Blow lies, oh blow.
Someone's working blow to the land, to him, blow before the high wind strike. Blow lies, oh blow.
Blow lies, oh blow.
Up sails, blow try to bring blow it round.
Blow lies, oh
blow, right over. Blow lies, oh blow.
This is the winter. Every spring and summer, so we need another jolly boy to lead this cable over.
I got time, I better dance these girls in town. People in town just trouble in mind. Blow lies a blow.
Blow lies a blow.
I got time now, I'll ride. People in the boat, turn the yard up to port. Blow lies a blow.
Blow lies a blow.
Now the men calling.
This is the winter. Every spring and summer, now we need another jolly boy to lead this cable over. Blow lies a blow.
No more today telling the tale. I didn't see them, I just come back me. Blow lies a blow.
Blow lies a blow.
I got time. People swallowed up on the ocean. I could hear some people crying. Blow lies a blow.
Blow,
tell you, blow, that boy way up to die. That's the word he is for crying. Blow lies a blow.
This is the winter. Every spring and summer, so we need another jolly boy to lead this cable over. This is the winter. Commence the spring and summer.
Now
we need another jolly boy to lead this cable over. Blow lies,
oh, blow. Oh, that's all that wonderful storm.
Blow lies, oh, blow lies, oh, blow lies, oh, blow.
Blow lies,
oh, blow. Oh, that storm gonna make the man alone. And that storm will blow today. Blow lies, oh, blow.
That last song was Blow Lies, oh, Blow, performed by Bounding Maine from Going Overboard. You can find them at BoundingMaine.com. That song was chosen for this show by Jesse Linder, who has been hosting the show as well as being a performer out on the Renaissance Festival circuit. Coming up in the months ahead for the Renaissance Festival podcast, In mid-July, we'll have a special archive show hosted by Bob Brinkman. In mid-August, look for our Love Song show. And in mid-September, look for our Pirate Show special, which will include the International Pirate Awards results. Please be sure to keep an eye on our Facebook page so you can keep track of what shows are coming up as well. We want to recognize a couple of our patrons who are helping support the show. This month, we want to recognize Joe Haydu, Randall Kimbrough, Robert Smith, James Thornton, Jason Pace, and Timothy Hartman. They, among others, are the people who help to bring the podcast to you every other week. Don't forget, we also have our Renaissance Festival Bawdy show, available at www.renbawdy.com, or you can look for it on iTunes or Google Play. Coming up next, another choice from Jesse Linder for our anniversary show, Jack and the Mermaid, performed by the Minstrels of Mayhem from The Rocky Road. You can find out more about them at minstrelsofmayhem.com.
Captain Jack was a young man when he went to sea. All the young ladies go and kiss him goodbye. He was barely a child of 23. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid who lives in the sea. She loved Captain Jack and his bride she would be. All the young ladies go and kiss him goodbye. They were soon to be wedded, her Jackie and she. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid who lives in the sea. His ship was in need of a captain one day. All the young ladies go and kiss him goodbye. He took charge of the riggings and soon sailed away. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid who lives in the sea. Now 2 years have passed and his ship has returned. All the young ladies go and kiss him goodbye. She went down to the sea for the man she had yearned. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid who lives in the sea. But her Jack was not there when they let down the sail. All the young ladies go and kiss him goodbye. When the crew saw her crying, they told her this tale. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid who lives in the sea.
It was almost 8 bells when Jack had the watch.
He was finning and scaling the fish he had caught. When out of the sea there arose such a tune as he had not heard by the light of the moon. He looked out o'er the water, and what saw he there but a beautiful maiden with gold in her hair. She had a gown made of seaweed and a crown on her head. As he stared at the mermaid, she quietly said, I have followed your ship for many a mile. One day the sea reflected your smile. I will give you my kingdom eternally if you'll marry this mermaid who lives in the sea. Fell in love with this beautiful girl. He jumped over the side to the watery swirl. She then took his arm and she led him away. We searched all those waters till on the next day. And we tolled the bell loud and we tolled the bell long. And the looks on our faces were saddened and drawn. When out of the sea Jack arose like a king, And this is the message he begged us to bring. I have long loved a lady who lives on the land, but my life with the mermaid is ever so grand. Won't you go to my lady and ask her for me? May I marry this mermaid who lives in the sea? And this is the tale that she heard from the crew. Her tears, they were many, her choices were few. She went down to the sea, all the ship's bells to ring. And this is the song that she was heard to sing. Captain Jack was a young man when he went to sea. All the young ladies go and kiss him goodbye. He was barely a child of 23. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid who lives in the sea. Tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid who lives in the sea.
Fugly here, and I'm at the Canterbury Renaissance Festival in Northeast Texas. I'm sitting here with Juju the Swamp Witch, who's going to tell us all about what she does.
Hi, I'm a palm and tarot reader. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. I've been reading tarot cards for over 20 years, since I was 13 years old. And I read at festivals and Renaissance fairs, so come out and see me.
What got you into the interest of tarot?
Well, I grew up in New Orleans, so it's much different out there. There's a lot of culture in that direction. And so it was easy to kind of fall into that as a way of learning and discovering spirituality. So that's what got me into it, is just being a native New Orleanian. I've been doing it since I was 13, 37 now, so at least 20 years.
About how many fairs do you think you've performed at?
Just a few. Just a handful of fairs, three or four of them. I've done a Celtic Fest, I've done Memphis Renaissance Fest in Tennessee, and now Canterbury.
Well, we're glad that you're here, and thank you for sharing. Fugly here. I had the privilege of meeting Caridwen long ago at the King Arthur Fair in Stroud, Oklahoma. We even used his track as the first one on the compilation CD from that fair, Sounds from the Village of Carlisle. Here then is Johnny I Hardly Knew Ya.
Sweetify,
Haroo, haroo. We'll go on the road to sweetify. Haroo, haroo. We'll go on the road to sweetify. Stick in my hand, a drop in my eye. A doleful damsel I heard cry. Oh, Johnny, I hardly knew you. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, haroo, haroo. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, haroo, haroo. With your guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew you. Oh, my darling dear, you look so queer. Oh, Johnny, I hardly knew. Where are the eyes that were so mild, haroo, haroo? Where are the eyes that were so mild, haroo, haroo? Where are the eyes that were so mild when my heart you so beguiled? Why did the war take you from my child? Oh, Johnny, I hardly knew. Where are the legs that woot to run, haroo, haroo? Where are the legs with which you run, haroo, haroo? Where are the legs with which you run when first you went to carry a gun? Indeed, your dancing days are done. Oh, Johnny, I hardly knew you. But I'm happy for to see you home. Haroo, haroo. Yes, I'm happy for to see you home. Haroo, haroo. I'm happy for to see you home. All from the island of Ceylon. So low in the flesh, yet high in the bone. Oh, Johnny, I hardly knew you.
Figley here. I'm at the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival speaking with Caridwin. He's been missing from the scene for a while, but he's back. And he'd like to tell you a little bit about one of his favorite songs.
I've always liked the Scarborough Fair. The song is just beautiful. I just wanted to do my own version of it and just change it around a little bit. Pretty song. It's one of my favorites. It came out well.
All right, we're going to cue that up. Before then, when's the next time that people can catch you on stage?
Well, that's going to be in Kansas City, KCRF, and that starts in September and goes 7 weekends, I believe.
Thank you. Cue the music.
Are you going the Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to the one who lives there. She once was a true me a cambric shirt, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Without no seams or needlework, then she'll be I
never wash it in yonder dry well. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, where ne'er a drop of water e'er fell. Then she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to find me an acre of land, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, between the salt water and the sea strand. Then she'll be a true love of mine. Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to the one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Why do tarantulas love computers? Because they are web designers. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
Dashing and daring, courageous and caring,
faithful and friendly with stories to share.
All through the forest we'll sing out their chorus, marching along as their song fills the air. Arthur's knights, always first to charge into the fight, sworn to set every wrong to right. They are King Arthur's knights.
I think there's a noble lady back there who thought we were singing about something totally different.
All right, here we go. Now, the start of this journey was once an attorney, a young boy named Wart, who soared from a stone.
Hoo-ha!
Though he was still growing, a west wind was blowing, and where it would lead him, how could he have known?
Well, the next thing you know, our boy Wart runs the show, though now he's called Arthur, cause King Wart sounds lame. He sought and he found, for his table so round, a great band of heroes. I'll tell you their names, they're Arthur's Knights. Always first to charge into the fight, sworn to set every wrong to right. They are King Arthur's knights. Tell us about it, Rose.
Now the first name of note, we all know it's by rote, Sir Lancelot du Lake, who had fabulous hair.
So true.
A warrior and lover beyond any other, his dashing adventures were quite an affair.
Well, the next noble name is the bold Sir Gawain. He was fearless in battle, or so everyone said, till that one fabled fight he had with the Green Knight, where try as he might, he could not get ahead. But they were Arthur's knights, always first to charge into the fight, sworn to set every wrong to right. They are King Arthur's knights. I'd like to thank all the English English majors who laughed at the Circle Wayne reference. Welcome, have we here? Why, it's Sir Bedivere. As bodyguard, he made a fabulous catch. Though it cost him his arm, he kept Arthur from harm. He said, I may be short-handed, but 'tis but a scratch.
The youngest a lad who was called Galahad. He brought hope to the wretched and strength to the frail. His goodly behavior soon earned him God's favor, and with it the prize of beholding the Grail. Arthur's knights always first to charge into the fight. Sworn to set every wrong to right. They are King Arthur's knights.
Well, magic and mystery are part of their history, along with the secret of gummy berry juice.
We take pride in knowing they'll fight for what's right in whatever they choose.
Though this was back in the day, there is yet still a way we can summon their spirits up from old Avalon. With each small act of courage, each soul that you nourish, to strengthen the legend and help carry on the tale of Arthur's knights. Always first to charge into the fight, sworn to set every wrong to right. They are King Arthur's, Arthur's knights. Sentinels against the night, candles in the wind who kept the light. Remember King Arthur's knight.
Remember King Arthur's knight. Remember King Arthur's knight.
That last song, dear friends, was Arthur's Knights by Rowan and the Rose, from their 2016 album Favourite Things. That particular song is certainly one of my favourite things. Greetings, friends, and thank you for listening to this very special episode of the Renaissance Festival podcast. I am your friendly neighbourhood Shakespeare, author of such works as Macbeth, Death by Fluffy Kittens, and Titus Andronicus, you know, for kids. And for reasons surpassing all understanding, I was voted by you, dear listeners, as the number two best musical stage act at Renaissance Fairs and Festivals in 2017. Because of that, you strange, beautiful, nerdy people, I will now have to live up to your apparent expectations of me and finally record my album, Are You There, God? 'Tis Me, Shakespeare. But enough about me. You can find more about me on my Twitter page, at ShakesApproves, or my website, ShakespeareApproves.com. You should go do it. But this anniversary episode of the Renaissance Festival podcast hath been 400 years in the making. We have a saying at Renaissance fairs that no doubt you've heard. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. That sentiment is summed up beautifully in this next song, Bring on the Starlight, by Jerry Spurlock. It hath long been one of mine own especial favourites, and I hope it shall become one of thine as well. Here it is performed by Craig of Farrington from his album The Very Best of Craig of Farrington. Until we meet again, dear friends, this has been your friendly neighbourhood Shakespeare. I love you, you love me, there is mutual glorious affection.
Now we've come to an end, and it's time to say so long, my friend. I hope you can feel that the meaning is real. I promise we'll meet once again. To be a rich man, a poor man, a fool or a sure man, we'll gather our hands and we'll make a merry stand. People, they come and they go. That's the nature of things, I suppose. The one thing that's certain, The night is a curtain where the moon of our memories glows. So bring on the starlight, make everything end right. A dream's just a memory that grows. And the fair time is our time, a dream time to share time. Yes, fair time is a fine time to know. Come to an end, and it's time to say so long, my friend.
So long, my friend.
I hope you can feel that the meaning is real. I promise we'll meet once again to bring on the starlight, make everything and right. A dream's just a memory that grows. And the fair time is our time, a dream time to share time. Yes, fair time is a fine time to know. Yes, the fair time is a fine time to know.
So, how would you like to get more music, no ads, and a special gift from the Renaissance Festival podcast? It's easy to do, just become a podcast Patreon. What is a Patreon? Patreons are folks just like you who financially support the podcast. The people producing this show are volunteers, but there are costs involved in producing two shows a month. We have to pay for web hosting, file storage, bandwidth, and other services. By contributing as little as a dollar for each show, you will be helping this podcast continue. How do you become a Patreon? It's simple. You can find the link in the show notes, or you can go directly to patreon.com/renfestpodcast. That is Patreon spelled patreon.com. The benefits include receiving the podcast 5 days earlier than our general audience, with 4 extra songs and no ads. The benefits include receiving the podcast 5 days earlier than our general audience, with 4 extra songs and no ads, free CDs from the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast Library, and even the chance to take part in producing the podcast. All this, plus you will have the satisfaction of helping the Minions to continue playing the music that you enjoy. So go on, take a look, and join the folks who are helping this podcast continue into its 14th year. And thank you for listening.
And happy anniversary to everyone out there listening to the podcast. This is Joe Haydew. I know I've been a little absent lately, but I have a real good excuse. But instead of telling you about it, I'm going to let my friend Craig of Farrington tell you why he and I haven't been at the fair. With his song, Craig's Not at the Fair, from 20 Years of Sweet Delights.
My queen, I write this note for to tell you of my plight. And at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deadly gray. And I hope you'll understand why Craig's not at the fair today. While working in the tower, some bricks I had to clear. To throw them down from off the top seemed like a good idea. But the foreman, he would not agree, he'd be in an awful sod. He said I had to cart them down a ladder in my hod. Well, clearing all those bricks by hand, it seemed so very slow. I hoisted up a barrel and secured a rope below. But in my haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks is heavier than me. So when I untied the knot, of course the barrel fell like lead, and clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like an arrow, and to my dismay I found that halfway up I met that bloody barrel coming down. Well, the barrel broke my shoulder as toward the ground it sped, and when I hit the top I banged the pulley with my head. Still clinging to the rope in spite of that immortal blow, while the barrel spilled out half its bricks 7 floors below. So I now outweighed the barrel, and I started down once more. It almost took my kneecap when we met like once before. Still clinging tightly to the rope, I headed to the ground, and I landed on the bricks that now lay scattered all around. Oh, as I lay there moaning, sure I thought I'd passed the worst. But when the barrel hit the top, 'twas then its bottom burst. A shower of bricks rains down on me, I didn't have a hope. And in the great confusion, I let go the bloody rope. So now the barrel's free to fall and starting down again, and landing right on top of me and adding to my pain. It broke 3 ribs and my left arm, and I can only say that I hope you'll understand why Craig's not at the fair today.
So like I said, I had a really good excuse. Everybody's done a wonderful job, and it's been a great year for the podcast. Hopefully we'll have many, many more. The next song that I picked was one of my favorites, Beggars to God by Empty Hats, from their album, The Hat Came Back.
The song of Gypsy David rang delighted through the night. The wise and foolish maiden kept her candles burning bright. Rise up, my young and foolish one, and follow if you can. There'll be no need for candles in the arms of such a man.
Make love with each other, be free with each other, be prisoners of love till you lie in the sun. Be friends to each other, forgive one another, see God in each other, be beggars to God.
The night was cold and dark, and wet as they wandered on alone. The sky became their canopy, the earth became their throne. And as their raiment ran to rags, they thought nothing wrong. For earth and sky, they're robe enough when you sing the gypsy song.
Make love with each other, be free with each other, be prisoners of love till you lie in the sun. Be friends to each other, forgive one another, see God in each other, be beggars to God.
Beggars to God.
but in every heart that heard it true, a tear became a smile, and a borrower of bricks became a gypsy for a while. Make love with each other, be free with each other, be prisoners of love till you lie in the sod. Be friends to each other, forgive one another, see God in each other, be beggars to God. Make love with each other, be free with each other, be prisoners of love till you lie in the sod. Be friends to each other, forgive one another, see God in each other, be beggars to God.
So you couldn't make it out to fair, no reason to feel sad. Just remember all the times you've gone and all the fun you've had. Now ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. It's a place you can go to marry Mary Mac, and ooh, but my Lady Green Sleeves, or a wild Irish gypsy rover all around the bloomin' heather. And fill to me the parting glass, for she once was a true love of mine. With a ring ding ding little I-D-O, and a hey and a ho and a hey nonny no. Yes, your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
Not held in check. They launched an invasion without explanation, and the guards started yelling some exclamations.
Halt! Who goes there?
Alarm! Under attack!
Ack!
I am killed!
Exclamation!
Halt!
With passion.
Alarm!
And emotion.
Ack!
They're generally used in the front of a sentence as a point of emphasis, or you simply need a blow of steam. Dragon was awakened from sleep, so he took it out on our key heap. With one exhalation caused a burning sensation, the dragon started using some exclamations.
Ha! Take that, puny human!
I'm Stitch! We're the peasants!
Smag! Point that ballista elsewhere!
Exclamation
ha,
with passion and emotion.
Smell.
They're generally used in the front of a sentence as a point of emphasis, or you simply need a blow of steam. So if you're English,
huzzah!
Or Scott,
moot!
A pirate,
arr!
Or fop,
sink man!
Barbarian,
crom!
Or not,
frack!
An exclamation gets the point across. We started the rebellion at 2. But for that afternoon we were through. The monarch's cessation caused a sense of elation. The ex-king shouted some exclamations.
Odin Spirit, you'll pay for this.
Fire pox upon thee!
Please don't kill me!
Exclamation with passion
Five.
And emotion.
Please.
They're generally used in the front of a sentence as a point of emphasis, or you simply need a blow of steam.
So if you're English,
huzzah!
Or Scott,
mate!
A pirate,
arr!
Or fop,
sinkman!
Barbarian,
crom!
Or not,
falkercar!
An exclamation gets the point across. Exclamation with passion and emotion. They're generally used in the front of a sentence as a point of emphasis, or you simply need a blow of steam. Exclamation with passion and emotion. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Crikey, that's the end!
That was Exclamations, performed by the Brobdingnagian Bards from Brobdingnagian Fairy Tales. You can find out about them at thebards.net. I'm Chuck Burke. I'm the producer and one of the occasional hosts for the podcast. That was the song that helped me find this podcast in the first place. I had started with a CD of music from the Sterling Renaissance Festival, and I went looking for other similar music. One of the songs I came across was Exclamations. And when I went to find out more about the Brobdingnagian Bards, that's when I found out about this podcast. I've been following it pretty loyally ever since, and I started being a part of this show about 3 years ago. We're looking for other people to join the podcast as well. Particularly, we're looking for an audio editor to help out with the show and with other podcasts that we're involved with. If you're interested and think you might be able to help out, please contact us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Or leave a message for us on our Facebook page. You can also contact us via email or the Facebook page and let us know how we're doing with the show. We're always looking for feedback from our listeners. We'd like to offer a special heartfelt thanks to our friends of the podcast, Craig Wallerstein, Elizabeth Burkholder, Hank Woodward, Jody, Kurt Mueller, Marie Vobio, and Ron Lineford. We're going to close out this special anniversary show with Do You Love an Apple, performed by Merry Mischief, from the CD Just Love Songs. You can find out more about them at merrymischief.net.
Do you love an apple? Do you love a pear? Do you love a laddie with curly brown hair? Oh yes, I love him, I can't deny him. I'll be with him wherever he goes. Before I got married, I'd wear a black shawl. But since I got married, I wear a girdle. But still, I love him, I can't deny him. Wherever he goes. He stood on the corner, a pipe in his mouth, two hands in his pockets, he whistled me out. But still, I love him, I can't deny him. I'll be with him wherever he love an apple, do you love a pear? Do you love a laddie with curly brown hair? Oh yes, I love him, I can't deny him. I'll be with him wherever he goes. He works at the pier for $9 a week. Come Saturday night, he comes rolling home drunk. But still, I love him, I can't deny him. I'll be with him wherever he goes. Before I got married, I'd sport and I'd play. But now how the cradle, it gets in my way. But still, I love him, I can't deny him. I'll be with him wherever he goes. Do you love an apple? Do you love a pear? Do you love a laddie with curly brown hair?
I love him, I can't deny him. I'll be with him wherever he goes.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.